We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat don't win. No fist pumps tonight. Man, it was that was a painful, painful game to watch if you like offense or good basketball. The Heat, you know, what they finished with 80 points in 2021. That's hard to do. Like, it's quite a feat. Like, I mean, teams they score 110 in their sleep in this league nowadays. But once again, the offense looks broken. You know, Kendrick Nunn, did he turn back into a pumpkin? I'm not sure. He's just been playing lights out lately. He gave you hardly anything. Tyler Hero tried to give you something in the third. But most of all, I think, you know, a lot of blame is going to be put on Bam tonight, and deservedly so. Let's not, you know, we're going to call a spade on this show. Like, we're not out here saying Bam isn't a max player. He doesn't deserve the money, any of that stuff. But what we will say is, with Jimmy Butler out and you're facing the Hawks, a terrible defensive team, you got to put up more than 80 points, bro. And you got to come with more than, I think, what do you have, 11 points and 2 rebounds? Just a piss-poor performance all the way around. So bring me out, Brass. Because tonight is a night that we all need alcohol. We're limping to the All-Star break, just like the Heat are. So let's find out what everybody's drinking. That's sexy, sexy lounge music. All right, let's start off with Frankie. What are you drinking tonight over there in Texas? You guys don't have a mask mandate anymore. You guys beat COVID. Congratulations, Frankie.
Yes, we didn't. Oh my god, man! I haven't left my house. I've left my house one time since New Year's. It's fucking insane. I am drinking Terramana. I'm finishing this off. I have like half of a shot left after this, but we're doing the Rocks Tequila. Let's finish this.
How is that tequila? Because I've been meaning to try it.
It's pretty good.
As an aside,
it's pretty good. It's pretty smooth. I enjoy it.
I'm doing the Tito's and Sprite tonight. Tiffany, what are you drinking tonight?
I got some Tito's and tea because I need something to like help me sleep after that nightmare of a movie I just watched.
that was pretty bad. It was 1990s basketball. It was awful. Jack over there in Texas, maskless.
Maskless, we won. No,
we have two Texans in the house tonight. What do you drink?
For now, yeah. I'm trying to celebrate the few nights I still have here on Earth. I've got a little bit of Tito's here, and I got a little bit of Coke right over there.
Coca-Cola?
Nah. Yeah, I have that too.
Okay. Brass, I'm gonna finish with Solana because he's gonna give us something that's equivalent to this game tonight.
So what are you drinking? I made a mezcal drink tonight called a Division Bell.
God damn.
Soft. Got the glass and everything.
It's soft.
Yeah, it's soft.
Oh, what do you got? Let's go, Solana. What do you got?
No, and look, I know you guys like to get on me for my drinks. So today I figured I'd bring strong today. So I brought out a rosé spritz, white peach.
Oh, it's white, all right.
Limerita. sparkling. Can you see that? Sparkling rosé cocktail. Very fancy of me tonight. Rosé.
I stopped listening when I heard the word white.
That's the Heat's offense right there. It doesn't even taste good. Look at him.
You can tell
we need Solana doing ASMR to like fruity drinks. Yeah,
Solana out here at a like he's at brunch or something.
Just a slurp. Just slurping.
Anyway, speaking of so slurping. the Heat were out to brunch during this game. I mean, the third quarter they actually showed up a little bit, but I mean that fourth quarter and the first half just abysmal. Frankie, we're back to the just having huge questions about this offense. I know Jimmy wasn't there tonight, but you're playing one of the worst defenses of the last half a decade. What did you see offensively tonight that just kind of made you want to bang your head against the table?
Everything.
Okay, good. Same.
We couldn't get separation against one of the worst defenses in the league.
At all.
And when we did, we're missing layups. Like, I've never seen Goran miss so many easy layups. Tyler missed layups. Kendrick missed layups. Bam missed layups. Like, everybody missed layups. Like, what can we do if you can't make the easiest shot in basketball? I don't see where the aggressiveness was from Bam, obviously. He was awful. I don't know if he's hurt, he's sore, whatever it is. He just wasn't good tonight, flat out. And the rest of the guys weren't either. Nobody could pick up the slack. There's really nothing to take positive going forward. I was thinking about it. Just this win streak was just like putting makeup on a pig. Yeah, that shit still oinks.
Yeah. The holes are the same. The problems are the same, right? I'm not going to we have been praising this team. I'm not going to go in the entire other direction because they lost a game. It's hard to beat the same team twice in a row sometimes. But, Tiff, the offense still looks bad. It hasn't looked great at all, even during the win streak. Their defense, which was actually good again tonight. But one thing about the defense, and I know this is probably driving you mad, they can't finish it with a rebound. They can't finish defensive possessions. Like Clint Capella, I know he's a good offensive rebounder, but that was a joke tonight. Like an absolute joke. Like it was, what is it, just that they have Bam out here guarding Trae Young and then the only person on the back line you have is Kelly Olynyk? Like what's happening when it comes to the offensive rebounds?
I mean, it seems like a lot of things. Like, so Capella's like really good on the offensive board. So one, it seems like people didn't read the scouting report. Nobody got a body into him. Bam's up top. Yeah, which leaves Kelly and a bunch of guards trying to box out down low. We don't have the size and the strength down low. Even if Bam is under the basket, he's not enough to just do it by himself. He's got to box out, get the board, and probably start the break. We're not big enough. And the offense has been bad, honestly, during the winning streak, but the defense has been really good. But the problem is, on the nights where they can't get that rebound, they're never going to win just because they don't get the rebound, and then they usually don't get back in transition. So you got a lot of problems with size and strength on this team.
Jack, they forced 23 turnovers tonight. They held one of the best offensive teams in basketball to 94 points. They shut down Trae Young, one of the most explosive offensive players in the league, for 3.5 quarters. What went wrong?
Well, they had never been a bad defensive team. Even without Jimmy, they're a pretty solid to good defensive team. They have holes for sure. They have guys that, you can target and pick on. But Spo remains a brilliant defensive coach, and when you have a guy like Bam Adebayo, you know, you're going to have a good defense. And Iguodala has been really good. Gabe Vincent's been really good defensively. But, I mean, like everybody said, the problems have been present all season. They haven't changed, even during the win streak. And I know Jimmy will alleviate most of the things that we saw tonight, but the fact remains that there is a limitation to this offense that wasn't present last year. They do not have the shooters that they had. Obviously, Duncan, the scouting report has changed for him. He's a little less hot than he's been in the past, so that's kind of a problem. And just they don't have anybody. And Bam, with Bam, I'm going to be hard on him. He had a pretty awful game, probably the worst game he's had all season. But sorry, do you guys hear that?
What's that? Is there a noise?
It's Bam. He's behind you.
Waiting for your taste. I mean,
no, wait. Sorry, the point was.
I mean, you just threw us all off.
There was a sound in the background that okay.
That was G telling you to send your tweet.
The point with Bam is that, like, probably worst game of the season. We're going to be really hard on him tonight because he deserves it. And I just want to preface that saying, he is going to be fine. He is going to be a great player in this league at some point. He's not there yet. He's not 100% there yet. He's been taking huge steps, but we talked about it on the pregame. He still has a long way to go, and that's an encouraging thing in the long run. But right now, and if you're thinking about this season, you have to wonder, is he going to be the player that they need for this roster to win it all this year? But I mean, like, to make a deep run, like, he's not where he's going to end up, and that's an encouraging thing, but it's also a frustrating thing for a team that is eager to win as soon as possible.
Solana, the leading scorer for the Heat tonight was Duncan Robinson with 14. Him and Dragic both tied for 14 points. I mean, how is that going to get it done? I mean, in without Jimmy Butler, like, this offense, where do they go when a guy like Kendrick Nunn when Jimmy's out and a guy like Kendrick Nunn just isn't hitting? Because Bam is showing you over and over he doesn't want to be the guy, and he's not going to be the guy.
Yeah, I just think Bam wasn't as aggressive tonight. Jack made a good point where Duncan just hasn't been as hot as he has been. But, like, okay, 37 points in the first half, not good. What'd they end up with? 80 points for the game.
Yeah.
Not good. That's not going to win you NBA games in this type of NBA. But I really don't want to overreact. I think the offense has been better. Kendrick Nunn, his resurgence was obviously imperative to them winning a bunch of games. I don't know if that's sustainable to the extent that he had been playing in the month of February. You guys are right, and we've been talking about it nonstop. They probably need to make a move to help them offensively, whether it's a four, the stretch four, whether it's another ball handler. We know. We've talked about it a million times. I really don't want to overreact to tonight's game. If we all spoke to each other Sunday before that game and we said Jimmy's going to miss both games and the Heat are going to split this series, I think everybody would have been like, okay, that makes sense. And I think that's what happened. Jimmy missed tonight. Jimmy missed Sunday. The Heat were able to pull one out. They've still won six of their last seven. I think everything's okay. I really don't want to overreact.
You're so positive, right, man. I love it. It's just so.
I really think it's easy for all of us to get on here after they lose a game and to start picking at their holes. And it's not that what Tiff said was wrong,
false,
or what Frankie or what Jack said was wrong. You guys are right, but we've been doing that all season long. We know they need a stretch four. We know they need more size. We know they need a ball handler. That's established. We right. know that. I think it's a disservice to every time they lose a game to pinpoint and say, that's why they lost. That's why they lost. Well, maybe, but also.
What do you think we're supposed to do on a post-game?
That's what we're supposed
show?
To do.
No, I know. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, like, every time they lose, we do that. And I don't think tonight they lost specifically for that reason. I think they lost because
they lost
because
they didn't
tired.
Try hard.
And Bam Adebayo probably didn't give us the game that we needed from him. And yeah, that's
not
why
enough
they lost.
Struce. We didn't not play enough. Yeah. Not enough shoots. Not honestly, and they did. They played like zombies. They played like a team that's tired. And honestly, yeah. Guys like some of these guys have been out for a while. Some of these guys don't play that much, so I don't want Bam look tired. But can someone else pick him up? I know Duncan. I mean, right. Duncan's played every game this season, but and listen, I guess it's one game. But what I think the overall theme of what we're trying to say is that yes, it's one game, but it doesn't mean that all the problems didn't disappear during the 6-game win streak, and the problems are still here after this one game. Like it's not a lot has changed. They're a middle of the pack East playoff team. And if that's what they're going to be, right. I mean, that's what they're going to be. But I think we all expected a little bit more coming into the season.
I disagree with that totally. I don't think they're a middle of the pack playoff team. I don't. I think they showed us.
You don't think that? I mean, a middle of the pack is a 4 or 5 seed. You think right. They're better than that right now?
Well, I mean, last year they finished as the 5 seed. Were they a middle of the pack team? And last year was better. I'm not like, we know last year was better. Don't jump on me. I still think this team right now, this group is the group that goes into the playoffs. I still think they could be a better form of what we're seeing, even offensively. I still think if Duncan Robinson can get back to at least a form of what he was doing in the playoffs, like this team can look better. And maybe not.
We got a lot of
some of that shit you be drinking.
We got a lot of
Tito got me down. I guess.
I think we got a lot of ifs, and and the biggest if is that. We can't stay healthy. Period. Yeah, I think we can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I think there are questions. I totally agree with Alex on part of it, but I do think the East, the way it's constructed.
No, run with it. Run with it. Okay.
I agree with him totally on the Miami Heat's end of it, that I think that they can turn it up, and I think they are a good team. I don't think they necessarily have as high of a ceiling as they had last year. But I do think that you are going to see this team elevate its game. The question is, the East is a lot different than it was last year. The Bucks are a lot more impressive than they were last year. I'm not super worried about the Bucks personally, but there is a top tier to the Eastern Conference, the Sixers, the Nets, and the Bucks, then everybody else. And, you know, we can talk shit about the Sixers. They've been playing incredible. Embiid has been playing incredible. You know, Doc Rivers is not Brett Brown. We can talk shit about the Bucks that we beat them last year, but like they are a slightly different team that needs to be factored in. And then the Nets. The Nets have like way more fucking talent than the Heat and honestly anybody else in the East. And that is the top tier of the East right now. The record bears that out. And the Heat are not in that top tier. They are firmly in the tier of everybody else. Even with Jimmy on the floor, I know they just won 6 straight. I'm not saying we need to panic. I agree that Alex is saying Jimmy alleviates most of their issues. But I think the question remains that even Jimmy and Bam in a fully healthy roster, are they in that top tier of the East? And I don't know if they're there yet. I think a small move can get them there. And like Tiff said, they have to stay healthy. And that's number 1, 2, and 3 of all.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think their depth right now is just not where it is. And I just hope that the 6-game winning streak did not make them think that a move that doesn't need to be made if they want to be competitive. But we finally have the imaging. We lost the game, Brass, so we can talk about who kicked our ass tonight. Let's go.
It pains me to play this. It pains me to play this, but let's go.
They kicked our ass. Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
So we have a picture of the guy that really kicked our ass tonight. You got that, Brass?
Oh, is it this guy?
Yeah, there he is. Some bitch worked us. The funniest thing is before we came on tonight, we were all talking about whose fault this was. And Frankie said it was his fault because he was wearing a Hawk shirt. I told on you.
God damn.
But it's well, actually not telling
you're scarfing a sandwich every time we cut away from you.
Burrito. I'm in Texas. I'm not a savage.
He's in Texas. But listen, as soon as I sent Brass that picture of the lollipop covered in hair, Trey went off.
That moment.
Like, I literally he hit like three straight threes and just buried us. And so for me, I don't know if there's anybody else we could really point to. That's the guy that kicked our ass tonight. Frankie, who kicked our ass tonight?
Trey, I don't know his full name is, if it's Trey or that shortened. Trey Young kicked our ass. We were containing him for most of the game through three quarters. And then the fourth quarter comes, Heat need a break. They're trying to get a little more juice in their offense. So they go, they downsize, they go zone. Trey's like, oh, somebody's not guarding me 35 feet. Let me start chucking. Bam, bam, bam. Three straight threes. Got him in rhythm. Got him confident. Got him talking shit. His 160-pound looking ass talking shit to all these guys and going. And that was the game right there. You have to – this is the thing about this team's roster construction. You consistently have to sacrifice offense for defense. Spo has to choose what he's going to do because he's got two guys that are two-way guys consistently. It's Bam and Jimmy. Bam was off tonight. Jimmy was literally off tonight, and you have to go super super small to try to get some offense, inject some life in it. And even that didn't work because we couldn't maintain run. We couldn't even get good-looking shots with that lineup. So I hope it's just a game we can just throw away and recover after a good All-Star break and let everybody maintain their legs. But it was not a great performance.
Tiff, who kicked our ass tonight?
Oh, that kid from Mayberry kicked our ass.
Herder? Opie?
Yeah, there you go. Would he have a sneaky quick 8 points or something? It was like something stupid.
A sneaky athletic 8 points. Gym rat. Crafty. Jack, who kicked our ass tonight?
They kind of kicked their own asses tonight. I think Capella did a really good job, but I mean, the Hawks didn't play well enough to have kicked our ass, you know? Like, nobody was, like, lights out. If it was last game, you could have said John Collins. But, like, I don't think the Hawks were particularly impressive in this game. The Heat just sucked. Like, Bam wasn't aggressive enough. This was the worst game of the season for him. And then nobody else was, you know, like Frankie said, they were missing layups. And then they kind of gave up early, I think. They just, I don't know, they kicked their own ass.
Solana, who kicked our ass tonight?
So I don't think they got their ass kicked. No, I'm just joking.
I was like, you can't keep doing this bit.
I'm just joking. I actually did guarantee a Heat win tonight on 790 the ticket earlier and so on the Hawk and Crowder show.
Their ass.
So I jinxed us. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a fucking idiot and I jinxed us. But yeah, Bogdan Bogdanovic. I feel like the Heat, despite not playing well, they were in it late, and then he hits those sneaky threes at the end, gives them some confidence, and then Lollipop with some hair goes off. And
we've been closing these games lately, like with down four with 6 minutes left, like
with
in the
Jimmy.
Last six. With Jimmy
though,
right. With but Jimmy. Without Jimmy, holy shit! Then what I don't get, guys. And then nobody brought up Clint Capella, because Clint Capella literally was beating the shit out of our guys. Yeah. And some fouls weren't getting called, but I didn't care. I was like, you guys fucking deserve it. Like, Kelly Olynyk, like, just fight a little bit, please. Like, he punched Bam in the face a couple times. Honestly, they all deserved it, whatever. But you played Trae Young a certain way for 3.5 quarters. Held him completely in check, right? You had the game close, and then you completely went away from that game plan. Like, anybody jump in here and explain to me why you were trapping and blitzing Trae Young all game, and then you allow him to start taking 30-foot three-pointers that we know he can make. Somebody on the timeline was like, oh, you give him that shot every game. Not that motherfucker. No, you don't. Like, the reason that they were playing him beyond the three-point line all game long, they were picking him up at half court, was because this is the kind of guy who can shoot from the logo. And they just completely went away from that game plan. Somebody jump in and explain to me why.
Well, they just didn't have the energy for any of it. I think they gave up with, like, probably 4 minutes left for good. I don't think they were trying past that point. Like, after Trae hit like his second three, I think they were just out of it. They were probably out of it from the moment the game started. But I think part of it is when you win six straight, like, just naturally you start to loosen up, especially when your star's not in, especially when he's out for a second straight game. You see the break coming up, and like, you're at 500. It's inexcusable, but I do think that is just like kind of a thing that happens to everybody. You feel yourself kind of starting to relieve, but a little bit too early. And I just think that's what it was. Like you said, their game plan had been working for, you know, since the last Hawks game. It worked super well. They played
seven and a half quarters of just shutting this dude down.
And then they just stopped. They didn't want to do it anymore. They were tired.
Well, like, they should have held on and been tired on Thursday and got this W. Like, to me, that's what I look at. I don't care about beating a team twice in a row or tired legs. You get this W, and then you rest Jimmy on Thursday. I mean, chances are, if you rest Jimmy on Thursday, that's going to probably be an L.
But you're about 500.
Right. You get this win and you rest Jimmy. Hell, you might rest Goran too, because he looked like he shouldn't even have played tonight, to be perfectly honest.
And he led the team in scoring.
Exactly.
Frankie, you got something for us. You got to play. We're going to be doing this on just about every show with either Frankie or Siobhan, where they're going to pick a play or two that they want to break down. I heard you have an offensive play, which I don't know how you could actually find one. But supposedly you found an offensive play that you want to break down. So let's go.
Okay. First thing we're going to see here. Duncan, come off the handoff here. Pitch it up. Stop it right there. The play is for Bam inside, but we obviously it's not for him to post up. He's not looking to score. He's looking to play make. Duncan comes off the little brush screen from Goran. Play it right here. Bam hesitates because of the help. No, there. Stop. Duncan sets a good flat screen here. Yeah, see there. Kelly gets open. Forces the switch right here. Now play it. Roll it. Now he's got the switch. Duncan comes off the other screen from Goran. Money.
I love the raw seed impression.
And that was the one basket we made all night. So
yeah, that was excellent. What interesting thing about that play is when Bam gets the ball on the block, none of us even expect him to look at that.
He don't even look at the rim. He don't even give a quick shoulder like I might do it.
Yeah,
you know, like I might do it to get the defense even to back off a little bit. He doesn't even look.
And you got to be a threat to score.
Yeah, they give it to him 15, 16 out so he can run plays for the team consistently, and they don't do anything. You see once in a while, that like once a game, maybe the other every other game, Duncan will come and set a screen for Bam, and he gets a layup every single fucking time. Well, we run that once every other game.
Yeah. No, it's funny. After he got hit in the face, I saw Siobhan tweet on the timeline, oh, they bloodied Bam or they hit Bam and he's going to go off. And then he came down the next play and like was aggressive to the basket and just threw up some just straight trash. And it was like, no, I'm not Dwayne. Like, it was like, no, I'm not. Because if you made Dwayne bleed, he was dropping 40 on you. You made Bam bleed and he was just like, no, I don't want no parts of that shit. Clint Capella's big. Like, it's just, I don't get it, man. Like, at least try to get Capella in some foul trouble. Like, yeah. Let's attack him, do something. Like, I mean, Capella had carte blanche to, you know, goaltend and do whatever he wanted. But, like, you're not attacking him at all. Like, that had to be the easiest double-double of Clint Capella's life. Yeah. Like, it was just light work. Like, I mean, nobody challenged him the whole game. Like they just let him do whatever he wanted. And Jack, I'll ask you if Nunn is going to continue to be inconsistent like this. I mean, he's been our best offensive player for weeks, right? And then you see what happens when he has a bad night. And some of the shots he had some bad luck. Shit just rolled in and out of the basket. I'm not even going to say that he had that bad of a game. But like without his scoring, like look what this team turns into.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been a problem. It's been a blessing and a problem that Kendrick Nunn's had to bail you out so many times. I mean, I think it's been great that he's back to, playing well. And I'm not saying that this game is a signal that is over, because again, I think he'll play a lot better with Jimmy in the lineup. And also, it was a bad game for everybody. Everybody affected each other. There was no like individually bad performance. It was just a cumulative shit show. But I don't know. Like it again, I really don't know what to say about this loss. It was just so far away from everything we've seen recently from them that you just have to hope it's an anomaly. That you just have to hope that this is one of those games, I think, where you just kind of need to get punched in the face so you wake up, and then you wake we've up seen and them, you can go on another run.
We've seen them not respond to these punches in the face either.
Because they got a young Tyson waiting on them on Thursday. So what's going to happen then?
Well, Jimmy is the guy who can return the punch. Like you said, Bam is not at the point yet where he can at will return the punch, you know? Like, he's not at that Dwayne level. And that's fine. Like, that doesn't mean he's not a superstar or whatever, not going to get to that point. But like, he does not have that Jimmy or Dwayne thing where you're late in the game and you look like, you know, right. Trae Young just delivered a stomach punch. Let's see what we can return fire with. And like, no, I don't know, you don't have a – Bam doesn't have a move that he can rely on in that position.
Right, that's
– yeah. And once he started hitting and then – once he started hitting and it was like 6-8 points – it was like, we had nobody.
And see, that's my problem. Like, I'm not mad that, like, we all feel like Bam should be, like, ready, because we just, he's got us to the point where we're spoiled. So we saw him in the playoffs and we're like, this is it. This is the leap. So we're spoiled, but I'm not mad about that. I think the problem is that there's nobody else.
Nobody.
There's nobody else that stood up and said, oh, you want to take a shot? I got you.
It's a Tyler Hero problem. A Tyler Hero problem. That was
we didn't have a hero.
He's a young guy. I know it's his second year. I'm not down on him necessarily, but like going into this year, didn't people think that's who the Heat wanted Tyler Hero to be? The kind of guy who can create space and get that shot down the stretch.
Who's those people?
I think the organization, because
I didn't think that.
No, I'm with you. Like I've been kind of wary on his ability to create space on his own. Like, period. I think he's fine for what he is, but like, I do think the Heat went into the season expecting him to be a little more developed offensively, and whether that's fair or not is kind of, you know, they expected him to be shooting better.
Did Bam say he needs to be more aggressive in the post game? Because that pisses me off.
He says it every time.
I don't want to fucking hear it anymore. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but just shut the fuck up and go do it. How about that? Like, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but like, come on. At some point, like, I need to be more aggressive. Like, I can say that shit all the time. I need to stop drinking. It don't matter if I don't if I do hangover time every night and I'm fucked up. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, nobody's gonna take me serious. Brad, I'm sorry, you came in to say something.
No, it's okay. I will say that Bam did make one really good play today, and so because according to Brady Hawk from Five Reason Sports, he said Bam Adebayo says he declined an invite to the skills challenge.
Oh, good.
So good.
Stay home.
I don't want any of these fucking guys going to Atlanta.
I like Brady Hawk.
We all like Brady Hawk. We have nobody participating in All-Star Weekend. And I feel like that's okay.
That's great. I'm okay with that. Stay home. The mayor said she didn't want y'all there anyway.
If you're going to have a season to not be represented, it's this one, right? Right. Like, if one season, whatever.
If you're going to have a season for your players to not be at the strip club, this is the season.
I feel like this will be the most forgettable All-Star Weekend, right? Like,
oh my God.
Nobody remember this.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the dunk contest participants?
I'm not watching it.
It's Obi Toppin and like two other guys I've never heard of in my life.
Yeah.
And I only know Obi because I live in New York, so I'm not watching it.
Because we played the Knicks twice in a row. Like, that's the only reason I know Obi Toppin is. And
not watching it.
It also, it's a funny name.
On that All-Star Weekend thing, like, I think Steve Jones said something good on Dunker Spot this week. He was talking about how, like, in the coaches' decisions for, like, who was going to fill in the big man spot, like, one of the
I like this.
Solana just...
He just got the fuck up and walked off.
I'm sorry. I guess I'll just go fuck myself. I'm
like,
no, keep talking while we show Solana's screen.
Right.
He walked away. Am I not interesting to you, Solana?
What's up?
Was that not interesting to you? Was I not interesting to you?
Oh, no, I was just getting a little. I was just getting a little snack.
Motherfucker.
He got the heroes before Moose did. This is an upset.
Can we talk about that cereal for a second? Because I got a box of that too, and it is literally Fruit Loops.
Literally,
like it's literally. I'm not even kidding. It's Fruit Loops, except it looks like someone made it somewhere. It's not. It's not a super professional.
If you pick away the paint, you can start to see the Fruit Loops logo.
It's weird. I'm just like, I don't know. The legality of that, I don't know, man. What do you think, Solana? What's your review on that?
It looks like a Fruit Loop.
Is that grape flavored?
Yeah, this is the blue one. No, like these are Fruit Loops.
Straight up.
Oh, by the way, we do have some plug the pod. Everyone check out the Miami Heat Beat podcast. You guys already know it's a podcast. I never understand the plug the pod thing. Go to any of your wherever you listen to podcasts at, put in Miami Heat Beat. We put this show out in podcast form. We also throw it up on YouTube. Miami Heat Beat posts almost every non-game night. And we have something new for you guys because we don't have enough content already. So we have something new. Check out the Locker Room app, right? Go download it if you have an iPhone. If you don't, I think it's kind of just screw you for right now. I will find out if there's a way for Android users to get the app. But for right now, go to the App Store, download Locker Room. We are going to be doing two live shows a week. And these are going to be daytime shows between 10 and 11 a.m. We are going to be live, of course. It's audio only. You can on the app, you can request to join us. It's basically going to be like a call-in show where you can call in, you can talk to us. We can just have fun. We'll talk about the game the night before. We will be on tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's going to be me, Jack, and Siobhan. And we're just going to have a good time. You guys download the app. Check it out. We're going to be tweeting out. Just check my Twitter feed. Check the Miami Heat Beat Twitter feed for the link. Come in. Join us. If you want to come, if you have some questions, you want to just curse out Jack or make fun of his sports coats or his mustache or terrible facial hair, do whatever you want. Make fun of my terrible facial hair if you'd like. It's all good. Make fun of Jack for living in Texas. Whatever you want to do. Like, we are just going to have fun with this thing. Basically, it's going to be a little bit of an alternative to daytime radio because Solana doesn't come on till around 3 o'clock, right, Solana?
Two.
Okay, so until 2 o'clock, there's nothing to listen to on radio. So come check us out. Thank it's going to be fun.
Thank you.
We're going to do it twice a week.
Maybe Jack could finish his statement that he was going to do before.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. I was really interested. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But well, yeah, guys, go ahead. Go ahead and check out, go download the Locker Room app. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be, we're going to try to make this some morning zoo type shit and just have a good time with it. We're going to call it, I think we'll call it recovery time. I think that's going to be the name of it. After we drink the next day, recovery time. All right. I'm calling it recovery time. We'll figure some shit out later. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. And also, if you have not checked out the Miami Heat store, shop.miamiheatbeat.com. We have some great stuff up there. We have a drip. We have two different drip drop t-shirts. We have a dad hat that apparently people love dad hats, but I can't wear cargo shorts. Fuck you guys. We have Hangover Time shirts. That Hangover Time hoodie is fucking fire. It's a champion hoodie. Hangover Time on the front. It is amazing. Check that out. We have tons of shit on the site. We have the Trust Us Bosa shirt. We have stickers. Like, there's a whole lot of cool shit on the site. So go, like, there it goes. Check it out. We also have the Licensing Opinions podcast shirt. That shit is fire. And we have the Precioso shirt, which I guess it's like a Fabuloso thing, and people love that.
Whoa. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Don't sue us.
It's similar. It's not the same thing.
Not trying to get sued by Fabuloso.
That is an awesome t-shirt, though. I got one. That is a really awesome t-shirt.
I've spent $200 on that site already. I'm not going to lie to you.
We need a Precious Yeshes shirt.
Yeshes.
We need a situation shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We just need like a butter on a little a plate or something. A little butter situation.
Oh, my God. The butter situation shirt.
All right. Talk about
this offline, Frankie. Man. Damn. Oh, no. Jesus.
God damn. What are you doing? That's what Jack was trying to say.
I do want to call out some subs. We got Curtis Hero gave out a couple tier one subs tonight. Brian M donated a month tier one. Vane Hype. Eric the Great gave out three tier one. So props to you guys. And I guess Moose isn't here.
So you got to do it, Brass.
Okay, I guess I got to hit up with a drip drop.
Oh, look, we got the new logo up. Mm-hmm. Hey.
That's it.
All right.
The people want Tiff merch.
Oh, wait till that fuck them number shirt drops.
Oh, boy.
Chat, ask some questions for us, and we will answer them.
Yeah, give us a couple questions before we get out of here. We hit the 40-minute mark. That's when my time clock runs out. After 40 minutes, the rest of this is free. So my contract says 40 minutes after a game.
I got to go way back on this one. This one, I'll just read this. Miami Heat DJB says, what do you think about signing IT as an emergency scorer? Not to be a rotation player since his defense is gross, but he can be there to jumpstart the offense.
I'll go first on this one. I like the idea of a guy like Isaiah Thomas who can just score the ball. And I know that's not a popular opinion, but they need just straight up bucket getters. And we keep talking about Tyler's one, and he did it for a few minutes in the third quarter. But where was he at the end of the game? Where was he in the first half? You know, sometimes you need those guys who can just go out there and are fearless. Like Gabe Vincent did it a few times, just fearlessly going towards the basket. And it's just too many times in the game where you just dribble handoff, fucking playing in a little phone booth around the fucking at the top of the key. Oh, look at all this cool, funny shit we're doing. I'm rubbing guys off of fucking Kelly Olynyk, pause, and just fucking hopefully we get a fucking it's just nonsense. Like sometimes you just need a guy to go out and get a fucking bucket. And when Jimmy's not playing, like, they don't have a lot of those guys.
I'd be interested in trying it, My question would be whether he, at this point in his career, is a substantial upgrade over Kendrick Nunn. I think
he's a substantial upgrade over Chris Silva. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
on the roster. It'd be good to have
more.
Like, regular
we need more players.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like it would help to have just extra bodies who can get you buckets for the regular season, just when Goran is out. At this point, why the hell not? He's not going to play in the playoffs, but you need somebody for when Goran is sitting because
you need somebody to help you beat the Hawks. You need somebody to help you beat the Hawks when Jimmy's out, and they don't have any. But they don't have those scorers. They just don't. Should we trade Bam for LeBron? That's a great question.
That guy also thinks that Bam should be Hassan's backup in Sacramento.
Someone told me to please explain what a butter situation is. It's when you have to butter your bread. I don't know.
Do we have that sound? Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
It's a karate situation.
Good awareness, too. They call it a butter situation. 5 seconds or less, you've got to know the shot clock's winding down. Bam sees the clock, faces up, knocks down that mid-range Jimmy. That was from 20 feet.
21 points, 9 rebounds for Bam Adebayo. John, why do they call that a butter situation?
Well, they call it butter because you got to butter your bread. I don't know why they call it butter. It's a slippery situation. How about that?
You're making me hungry on Super Bowl Sunday. Butter.
Love it.
I love when Erie just takes a shot at karate. Like he's like, find a way out of this one.
No, just... dude, Erie was killing fucking Trae Young all night.
Oh,
yeah.
and eventually Trae Young heard him.
He heard him. He saw that I sent you that that pick.
In the game for the ineffective Trae Young tonight.
The ineffective Trae Young. We were hoping to get Solomon Hill on tonight's show, but he's not coming. So we had imaging prepared for him. So in honor of our sister show, brother show, whatever sister show, Streambeat, we had a special segment prepared, and then so we're gonna go around the horn with this one.
Shut the fuck up, Jack.
Been a great segment.
That would have been great.
Oh, wow, man, fuck, just a shame.
We gotta invite Solomon onto Streambeat.
Yeah, I think he'll do it. I think he'd rather do Streambeat than Heatbeat.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably tuned into this and saw we were like, you know, doing this. It's
like, is Solomon like the most beloved Heat player that only played half a season and barely got any like his minutes to Heat fandom ratio has to be one of like the most offset of all time.
Yes,
it's not even like he went like on an 8-0 run by himself or a 2-0 run by himself. Like I don't know, I don't even understand.
I don't know if he scored 8 points for the Heat in his career.
Yeah, but he was just like. He was serviceable. That's it.
He's not even like 13 in Okaro. Like,
Okaro, like them offering him fucking something, which apparently he was offered absolutely nothing.
Yeah. James Ennis. I don't know if you remember. He started the first game of a season. He had the one steal
that dunk over Russell Butler.
We were all convinced. We were yes, and we were all convinced he was going to be. He's a good
player in this league. He would help the Heat a lot right now.
He couldn't dribble.
He can't dribble, which is like the problem was that the Heat were so bad that they needed him to dribble. It's like if you're at the point where you're asking James Ennis to dribble for you, you're fucked. Like, sorry. Even Schmolnick suggested Beno Udrih, which is like I think he's more beloved, but I think he played a lot more.
Yeah, he played a lot more, and he basically did the most like just backhanded shady move to so that the Heat could sign Joe Johnson, and he's just like a Heat lifer for that. Like I'm sure, like he got like a mini cruise ship for that. Like there was some kind of salary cap manipulation.
Do you think Mickey's trying to get that cruise ship back?
From me?
He's like, well, we're in a pandemic, bro.
Like, Mickey needs all the assets he can get, baby. Like, shit.
Zoran's a good one too, man. Like, I follow Zoran on Instagram. I don't know why, but I follow him on Instagram. Always give him likes.
Related to him.